Hi, I'm Andy.
And I'm Victor.
Welcome to Sometimes I Hate You.
You trash monster.
I can't read.
You get two lines in and this is what you do?
Okay, one more time. We'll just start from here, okay? Ready? Hi, I'm Andy.
And I'm Victor.
Welcome to Sometimes I Hate You, your weekly comedy variety show where two idiots pour random brain goo of hilarity out on your face.
Why have you not been telling people about the Goo Spillage that is a fine podcast? We have expectations.
Requirements.
Demands.
We demand you follow the rules and nobody gets hurt, okay?
Rule number one, you talk about the podcast.
Rule number two, you talk about the podcast.
Rule number three, if you like this shit, share it.
Share it on social medias. Hell, text your loved ones.
We like you with your kneecaps.
Please share the show and subscribe on your favorite podcast listening platform.
One, two, three.
Remember, keep your boots shined and your gun pointed forward. Good!
Good.
Time to kill your brain cells, don't forget to take your pills. Roller coaster, take care of you, holy shit, it's coming through. Your spots on the toe will make you look less dull. With everything like loose, welcome to Sometimes I Hate You.
Jess, do you want to throw our listeners through a weird loop and start by hosting the show?
No.
Can you just say welcome to blah 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 blah? That's blah 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 and blah blah blah.
Welcome to blah 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 blah
no,
blah blah.
You know what I mean. Damn it, I can't. Let's rewind that and start over again. You got this.
Welcome
Go.
To Sometimes I Hate You. I'm Jess. That's Victor.
What's up?
That's Andy and Kyle. I don't know where the cameras
are. I love how even Justice completely skips over Andre.
Yeah. I said Andre.
Yeah, no, she but like it. You just give him any time to say anything. Andy and Kyle. No.
Okay. He'll talk fine. Enough during the podcast.
Yeah.
So, man, I guess Jess, you're hosting the show.
Oh my God.
What notes did you bring to the episode?
God, nothing.
Okay.
It's New Year's.
Let's reverse roles. It's New Year's Eve. Me, Victor, Jess, and Kyle are hanging out. Jess is Victor's girlfriend and has other aspects to her personality, and we will delve into them quite deeply. Jess, your first pet, go.
I don't have a pet. I never had a pet. I had a pet fish.
That was a pet.
That's not a pet.
Oh.
That's
no,
a decoration.
Fuck you. Yeah, no, bitch. You have to take care of fish.
No.
No, fish are decoration you feed.
What the fuck?
They're like plants.
They're exactly like plants.
Yeah, no, fish I never had like a dog or a cat or anything because my mom's allergic, so I'm sad.
You're allergic also.
Oh, yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you remember that one time we were at your guys' house like almost a year ago and like the cats came and she was dying?
Mm-hmm. I do remember
sure.
that,
yeah. Did I give her drugs?
What? No, you were out at the time. You were just like, yo, we're out of allergy medicine. I'm sorry. Yeah. And then she's like...
I was not like that.
There was this time that Kyle took me up to the mountains, and she was like, yeah, let's go to this house that people burned down in the woods. And we did that, and while we were walking around, I was like... I just looked around. I looked at her, and I was like, I'm going to have really bad allergies soon. And she was like, what?
Nature.
And then give it about 45 minutes, and I'm just
not
gooing.
Not even 45.
I'm just gooing from the nose.
Gross.
Like coughing, and I keep doing this, like, throat-clearing noise. And she was like, oh. And
you're a nasty like, man.
Yeah. Dude, I can feel when allergies are coming. I put me in the environment, I'll be like, it's here. I know it. It's coming.
Allergies are like his one weakness.
Yeah, it's my super weakness. If I go without allergy medicine, I'll just goo on everything. That's what I'll really do. She watched me blow my nose into my shirt. And not a little bit, but full on just into my shirt. So that was fun. Then we went to IKEA while I was covered in snot and goo and Then Kyle bought me soft serve ice cream from McDonald's. I had a good day.
At least she made you feel better with ice cream, even though you were covered in snot.
I had a really good day despite being covered in snot.
You're like a fucking 5-year-old that was just snotting everywhere. And then Kyle was like, here, let me get you ice cream to make you feel better.
What was worse is like she was having a good time. She was like, yeah, we had fun. And I'm just fucking gooing in the seat next to her. And I'm just like, can we go to 7-Eleven or any sort of gas station so I can get allergy pills? Just a small single serving allergy pills.
This.
Yeah. I don't know. The allergy medicine is, or sorry, allergy medicine. Allergies are just my weakness. And like, there was a time when I worked with you guys that I was incredibly depressed and also my allergies were bothering me. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take 4 allergy pills and then I'm going to drive to work. And then when I get to work, I'm going to drink Monster Kit to counteract the allergy pills.
Oh, I remember that.
I was just sleepy energetic the entire time. And I'm like, dude,
I remember you were just like, oh, my shift's over. You're like, I think I time traveled. And I was just like, yeah, because you were a robot the whole time.
Would you like cheese with that? We don't sell food. What the fuck are you talking about?
Do y'all know what, do y'all know what Rippets are?
No.
It's an energy drink. You'll see them. I've seen them a lot more here in the States, but it's like something that like
it's military issued energy drinks.
No, it's not military issued.
Brought to you by Uncle Sam.
Rippets are like an energy drink that you can get overseas, and they always come to the boat after ships go on like deployment, and they're in super tiny cans. They're like maybe what is that, like 3.5 inches or something?
They're like the size of a G.I. Joe.
Yeah, like when you get those little baby cans of soda, they're the size of baby cans of soda.
But they're just, they're like really short, but you can find them in like full size, like...
Yeah, I had one of those. I got it at the dollar store.
Yeah. You can find them in like full size cans here, but they're so small. And a lot of people I knew on the boat, for fun, they would chug NyQuil. And then drink a Rippet and see who can last the longest.
Well, that's what we used to do when we worked at the nerd store. Like me and I remember this dude that we worked with named Joseph. We both had a cold and we were just like, let's just drink Dayquil all or NyQuil all day and drink Monster to stay up. And so that's what we did.
But they weren't sick. They just did it for fun.
But that's you can't get regular high, so you gotta get weird high.
That's like, not even weird high. That's trying to kill your insides.
Have you ever read the actual Anarchist Cookbook by Jolly Rogers?
No.
No.
So, in the Anarchist Cookbook, there's a section dedicated to non-traditional drugs. And, like, one of them is to skin and boil a banana. But not the banana, the strings on the banana. And then you're supposed to be able to dry them out after they've been boiled and smoke them, and they'll get you high.
What the fuck?
And dang, it's a bunch of shit like that. It's a bunch of weird shit like that.
Man, just super down for that.
Justice is like, fuck it, let's do it.
Get high off of bananas.
She's like, I don't want to smoke regular weed. Let's have this long 7-hour process of cultivating bananas and turn that into drugs. I banana won't pop dink. Dirty on any test. It'll be confusing.
They'll just be like, man, you're really good on your potassium levels. What's been going on?
Why?
Today is New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And when I was trying to coordinate this episode with Victor and Jess, I was like, hey, isn't today your guys' anniversary technically?
Soon.
And
very soon.
What's funny is I've talked to both of them on the phone individually, and they've both been like, yeah, kinda. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
But your anniversary is technically the first, right?
So, like, our date that got us into the relationship we are now in started like at 9 o'clock at night and followed all the way through to the next day, and I asked her out exactly at 11:59 to 12 to 12. So there's like a weird
Victor,
barrier there.
There's hold no the,
hold
exactly.
the fuck up. Nope, shut the fuck up. I figured it out. I took care of the logic today. So
he just told me this today.
So
too.
For the whole year, we've been trying to decide. Hey, do you want to celebrate on the 31st or the 1st? And then when I picked her up today, I was just like, yo, I was like, if you're born at 12 o'clock in the morning on that day, your birthday is that day, not the day before. Yeah. So then I was like, that means our anniversary is officially the 1st. Oh, it took me a whole year to think of that logic.
Stupid piece of shit. I knew your guys' anniversary was on the 1st. I just wanted to know if you guys were planning to celebrate it on the 1st or the fucking end of the world. And apparently, neither of you were sure.
Nope. I mean, we celebrated like 2 days ago together. Like, by just
that also doesn't presence. Make any sense.
Dude, work and stuff gets in the way of existing sometimes, okay?
Mm-hmm. No. You guys are fully autonomous human beings who would have the opportunity to make out, bang out, and celebrate your guys' love for one another.
That's so, what we did 2 days ago.
So, and then since then, wait, are you guys planning on making out, banging out, and spending your time together today?
Yeah.
So then it counts for today. Two days ago, I know. Was just
we
early.
Didn't think we were going to hang out tonight. That's why. But then by the powers of Andre, he brought us together on this night because he was like, yo, we need to record the show and I want Jess on. And I was like, all right. So there.
Yeah, I wanted Jess on the show because I thought it was a good opportunity. I thought it would be fun. And I can't for the life of me understand how on the day that is the end of the world, you weren't planning on having your girlfriend, especially being that, like, your guys' first, like, the beginning of your relationship starts this day. I don't know. It's just weird. You guys have an unholy 2 days instead of a holy single
day.
Well,
because
you know?
We've also been living together for, like, what, 4 days?
Yeah.
It was, like, 4 days of us living together. So that was another thing.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Yeah, like, it was just literally 4 days of us working and sleeping and just living. It was great.
That's weird. That's really weird. Because you guys like work together. I don't know how you guys do that. I would get very mad.
No.
I would get very mad. If I was dating Victor. Yeah, I like Victor too. But like, I don't even want to sleep in the same building as Victor. Because I know that if I did, like when I wake up, Victor will be mad at me because I'll be eating cereal in my underwear on his bed.
Yes, that's exactly why I wouldn't want that.
And like, it helps that you're a girl, but like if you were not a girl, I think he'd be upset.
Yeah, because I could wake up with her in her underwear, but she wouldn't be eating cereal. That's the defining factor, is the cereal part.
It's not me versus Jess in our underwear. Those are same levels of okay.
No, what's even worse though is like your dumbass would be waking up watching like Saturday morning cartoons from like 15 years ago.
That's not a thing anymore. Yeah,
and it would be a Monday. Yeah, and you just like, yo, that, I pirated so, all of this. It's great.
Yeah, I would just be playing Assassin's Creed on your Xbox on a Monday. That's what would be happening. So how did you guys celebrate your
anniversary?
Yeah.
Dude, everything was so just like not well planned or coordinated.
No.
So we exchanged gifts, so that was a thing. We did interpersonal relations. And then
we
had sex. We had sex. Glorious, unnerving sex.
We ordered food, and I ordered a bottle of mead. So, because Jess wanted to be the first person I ever tried mead with, so we did that. That was pretty much
like you guys were gonna do acid together. Those are two different things.
No, it's like the same thing. I also discovered that mead's really strong for what it is, so I was feeling real good by the end of the night because I had a full horn of it, and I was like, man, this is great.
That's great. I like that you can measure your drunkenness in horns.
Yeah, not like because like I was thinking about it, because in Assassin's Creed Valhalla, they have the drinking game, and I was just like, man, why does Eivor start swaying after one horn of mead? And I was like, I understand now. It makes total sense.
I was gonna ask you guys, what did you guys get as gifts? Because we just passed Christmas, and you guys still have anniversary gifts. So, what did you guys get for each other?
Well, you say it first.
What I got you?
Yeah.
So, I got him... He's over there. But I got him, like, a little Paddington plushie, because he really likes Paddington.
I love
Paddington. That's
yeah.
Great.
And then... And then I also like made like a little video of us.
All of our gay stuff together.
Yeah, it was really
gay. Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
Were you thinking something else?
Yeah, I thought it was just porn. She's like, porn.
Here's a sexy time video. Happy anniversary.
I chopped together 16 hours of us fucking.
Oh my god.
Where were the cameras at?
There's so many dynamic angles. What was happening?
One of them was on a crane cam. What's going on?
How did I not see that?
Like a drone and shit.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a drone. it's just fucking set to circle around the bed.
Man, I didn't hear that. It was crazy.
Yeah, yeah. You just dynamically mask all the audio with music.
Oh, so, I made him cry.
She has made me cry, and I haven't cried in so long. Well, okay, I cried at the end of Paddington 2, because that was a very happy cry ending.
Kyle! Victor, you're a bitch. I only cry when sad stuff happens. I don't cry in happy moments.
No, fuck you, because his aunt... Yeah. From the deepest dark Peru, came back to England to visit him, and we thought they'd never see each other again because it was her life dream to go see London, and it never happened. But Paddington made it happen because he's a cool bear.
No, Paddington's like friends and family all made it happen.
Jess, how does it feel to be in a lesbian relationship?
I love it.
Okay. That's what I thought. Victor, do you use tampons for that pussy that you've got attached to you? Or are you a pads guy?
I'm more of a pad person.
Okay, that's what
Even
I thought.
There's also the Diva cup.
Oh, yeah, I can... Ugh. I just like the idea of pouring out blood and tissue, and you're like, okay,
I forgot we talked about that at some point.
Weirdly enough, Kyle and I have been talking about those more regularly than I would care like to think.
Bro, oh, God.
I like that they're called Diva cups. Like, you're going to go spread your legs and just shoot this thing out of you.
Oh, yeah, like it's fucking fierce.
But. Compressed air rifle. Mm-hmm. So she made you cry because of happiness?
Yeah, it was.
Or because of like Paddington Bear?
No, it wasn't. Paddington was Paddington's Paddington. But besides that, it was the video of our love for the whole year together, and it was cute, and it made me real happy and stuff.
I like that. That's romantic. would you get her?
Okay. So I got her a Build-A-Bear that I themed after myself, so that way when she is missing me...
So is it just this dude with, like, a faux hawk?
So it's this little grizzly bear in black jeans and brown boots and a blue flannel, and I put him just all clothed so that way it looks just kind of like a me. And that way...
He's also got pierced nipples.
Needs me around, he's just there.
It's a gumpy-ass looking bear,
And he's gumpy, too, just like I am. It's great.
He's not there right now, is he?
No, he's not with us right now. He's at
man.
Her house.
Okay. Okay. Where did you go to get Build-A-Bear made? Do you go to... Build-A-Bear? Is that...
I actually have to order this open? One, because I didn't I was gonna have say. The ability. Yeah. So the other thing, she knows about the songs, because I showed them to her. She has not procured the actual record yet because it's taking forever to come.
Jess, you've heard these travesties?
No, they're great.
Okay. Because we spent a lot of time.
Yeah, I told her the process, and it was like 3 hours apiece. And I was just like, I hope you enjoy these.
I didn't realize it was him at first, to be honest.
That's good.
Yeah, we've really done good.
That means, she was just like, "Who's this dude? Why is he singing this song so weird?"
I was like, "Why are you just playing like Frank Sinatra?"
Wait, how did you like posit this? Were you just like, "Hey, I got you a present, and it's getting pressed to vinyl. So here's the raw MP3 file."
No, so what I did at first, I didn't even tell her about the vinyl yet. I pulled out my laptop because I had just finished watching the video that she made for me. And so I pulled out the laptop, grabbed some headphones, and then I put the headphones on her ears. But I had to make sure that the headphones were playing right because for some reason my audio devices are always stupid. So even when I plug my headphones in, it still wants to go through the speakers. So I opened Spotify.
For anybody listening to Sometimes I Hate You, the minute you start recording a podcast, you have to just say, fuck it. Like, audio will never work right.
It never works anymore.
Ever again. It will never work normal. You'll always have the wrong devices in the wrong things. Yep. I have like 4 virtual audio devices on my computer. Do you know what virtual audio is? It's confusing.
Yeah, like, for some reason, it always does that. I have to plug it in and plug it, like, multiple times before it's like, all right, you got headphones. And it's like, you asked me this 3 times.
I do want to tell you one funny thing. I recently found out that sometimes my headphones, when they're plugged in, they just decide to be in this one mode that just literally just goes.
Oh, gross.
and that's just a setting. I was like, who is this for? Is this for whales? Why is this here? And so if I don't correctly assign an audio device to the correct one, it just comes out as
that's no matter so what terrible. I'm listening to. It's Why very, would anyone very do weird. That?
I don't know. But yeah.
So then I had to test it with Spotify. And the quickest thing I had on Spotify was Little Big, the dudes who do like Skibidi. So I just heard like whatever song was going on from them. I was like, man, that's a real good way to break the mood. So then I opened the song because I knew it was playing. I put the headphones on your ears and I was like, listen to this. And then that was that. And then the song ended and I was like, so that's not the final version. I'm getting it pressed to vinyl. It just hasn't came in yet.
And again, this whole time, she's like, who is this dude?
Why are you giving me this?
What the fuck? I already have a Frank Sinatra vinyl.
And then this guy's just singing it different. It's not even Frank. What's up with this? Is this karaoke?
Just a weird cover.
I like that. I really like that. What's funny is there was this time when Victor and I were recording it, and I was like, Victor, I need you to feel this song. And he was like, okay, yeah, I get it. And I was like, no, I need you to feel this song. So we're gonna go on YouTube and we're gonna watch an Asian girl sing it. And so there's this like very Asian girl who sings a very like soft coffee shop jazz version of the song that Victor's just sitting here singing along to, and he's just like grooving to it. It's the best thing I've ever seen. It's great. I love it. That was a fun time.
Yeah, but, great.
It sounds good. I'm happy you liked it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't really have any notes at all for this week's episode. I just figured let's hang out and make an episode of Sometimes I Hate You. So, I wanted to see, I guess, what you guys just wanted to talk about. Do you guys have anything in mind?
Well,
do you have anything you wanted to
Christmas
bring to the show?
This past, but how Christmas. Was your Christmas?
Kyle? It's been me and Victor talking to each other, and then you and Jess adding sound effects. So, how was Christmas? What'd you do for Christmas, Kyle?
It was great. I hung out with you, and I woke up like super early. I woke up at like 5.
Santa Claus came running down the stairs.
And I think
that's pretty much exactly what happened.
I hadn't gone to bed until midnight.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And yeah, I woke up. I had even woken up like before that. I had woken up at 4, but I got up to go use the bathroom, and then I was like, I'm going to go back to sleep, but I only woke up an hour later at 5, and
yeah,
I could not go back to sleep.
We were hanging out watching Die Hard, and then Kyle was like, and I was like, but Die Hard. So
it has Mel Gibson.
I finished Die Hard, then I went to bed, and she just completely passed the fuck out watching Die Hard.
Yeah, it's fine. And then I ended up waking Andre up because I couldn't sleep and I didn't want to be alone.
Wait, are you sure you're the one who woke me up at 5:30? Because I also was ready to be awake at 5:30.
Yeah, but it was I was already awake.
I have a sleep
and so
goblin
you were
in
like,
the house.
Okay, well, she's awake, so it's time to get up, I think is more or less what it was.
Yeah, that I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
And something like that.
But either way, it was like 5:30, and then we got up, and then I was like, it's present time, and then Kyle was like, no, I'm gonna say hello to all of the animals in the house first.
I have to.
So Merry Christmas, animals.
Yeah, because I always say good morning to them when I get up to go to work, because, so, my stairs are, there's like a middle platform between the first floor and all the way up here to the third floor, technically. And I have a Christmas tree, on the middle
platform. We have two Christmas
trees
in this house.
Yeah, I have a Christmas tree on the middle platform. So my cat Artemis always sleeps under there. So when I get up in the morning and come downstairs, she comes out from under the Christmas tree and I say good morning. She hops up on the, like the banister for the staircase and I pet her and say good morning again. And
good morning, mother. I am your present every day.
No, she does, dude. She does good morning rounds. She does. I just got home from work rounds.
Yeah.
And then she does going to bed rounds for all the animals.
I say good night to all of them, and then I do the same thing because I left my suitcase downstairs from my trip from Texas earlier this month, and Asteria has been sleeping on it. So normally she's right there.
That's another cat.
Yes, that's one of my other cats, and she's normally asleep right there when I come downstairs, so I pet her, I say good morning, and then I feed them, and then I go say hi to my dogs and let them outside.
It's in this like whole time, I'm just sitting on the couch staring at the tree, and I'm just like, can we open presents?
I want to open presents, please.
Can we open presents? And, so we open presents, and I think we got each other some of our favorite things in a long time. So Kyle got me a signed copy of Fight Club, and it's not just a signed copy, it's the first edition of Fight Club. So she told me not to look it up, and I haven't, but I'm pretty sure when last I checked, they are in the hundreds of dollars of range. So I'm fairly certain this woman spent hundreds of dollars on a copy of Fight Club. And then I looked at her and was like, am I supposed to read this? Or do I put this in a box?
No, you frame it and you worship it every day that you wake up.
So my intention is to finish reading it and then put it in a box after I've read it.
Because I told him to read it.
Okay, yeah, that works.
That's what I got it. I didn't get it for you to stare at it. I got it for you to read it.
I dig it. And then I got Kyle some arts and crafts stuff, some patches, and an Xbox, and
that was that
giant favor that we talked about last week that I had to have Victor help me out with, was getting Kyle an Xbox. And she looked at me.
I opened up a game, and I was like, I don't have an Xbox. And you're then like, what like, the fuck? The big one.
Well, now you do.
I wanted to punch him.
Yeah, no, she looked mad at me, and I was like, wow, that's a weird kind of happiness.
That's not the reaction I wanted.
Yeah, it was like smiling and saying fuck you at the same time.
How dare you buy me this thing that's so much money.
But she also got me heavy metal coffee. Some coffee that legit tastes like listening to Lamb of God, which makes me happy.
It tastes like listening to them?
Yeah, because it's made by Lamb of God, so obviously Randy Blythe goes out into the cocoa bean factory and he just handpicks whatever beans he likes.
No, he just rolls around naked in the coffee
and he screams into them while he's doing it.
I love it. It's like when those dudes raise plants with classical music, but instead it's Randy Bly screaming at the top of his lungs. And then there's some dude with a fucking drum set who's just like walking around with snare drums following him around, and you're like, this is the way I want coffee to grow up.
He just did like
a
coffee version, and now you've got something to die for. But he's like, now you've got something to brew for.
Yeah. Now every time I drink the coffee, I just like because she got me a grinder also for the coffee, so I feel like a big poser.
Fancy coffee man.
But I feel like I just want to put my face inside of the bag and only breathe coffee bean powder.
Oh my god.
I will say also, Victor, since I got that for him, he was in the kitchen one day and he's like, you know what? I don't want to buy ground coffee anymore. I only want to buy coffee beans.
Oh my god.
He's gonna be a coffee snob.
Fake ass
soon.
Motherfucker. Now all of a sudden you want coffee beans. Bitch, I've been drinking from coffee beans for months.
Victor, if Monster came in coffee beans, I'd do that.
Oh,
okay?
I'm pretty sure you would.
I just want to let you know that. I would do that. So then, yeah, we did that. We got ready and hung out. And
because I had some friends coming over.
Yeah.
After, because me and him exchanged our gifts in the morning, and we had breakfast. And then I had friends come over, just two of them come over a little bit later. And they hung out for a little bit. And
yeah,
we...
I mean, Kat's been on the podcast.
Yeah,
and,
Kat and Cuddles.
Kyle got Kat this really busty, like, booby candle, which is really cool. She dummy thick.
I love it. I love that candle so much.
She real fucking thick.
So is it shaped like a buxom woman?
I'm not talking about Kat. I'm talking about the candle.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Is the candle
yes,
shaped like
it,
a buxom
it's literally
woman.
A naked, like...
huge ass titties, fat ass, big old thighs.
Yeah.
Fucking candle. And you're like, wow.
Fucking candle.
Well, because the other one is there's like a thinner lady, which is far less attractive.
They
and
have,
then there's
like,
also a just generic attractive man. And I was like, I wish there was a
schlubby
man.
There's also a pregnant
woman.
There's a pregnant woman one, which I feel like I would kind of not mind sitting around the house.
God damn it. Of
oh,
course.
What's this art piece here? It's a pregnant woman candle. Ooh, what's it for? Andy just likes it a lot. So
fertility candle.
But dude, so apparently Kat talked to Kyle about getting me a Christmas present.
Oh yeah,
and
she
were cooler things.
Because when I invited her and Cuddles over, because I invited them one because they're our friends, and then two,
Cat and cuddle sound like imaginary people.
They really do.
I know. They weren't doing anything for Christmas. So I was like, well, fuck it. Just come over in the morning and like we can do something at least. And so I was shopping and I called both of them up and I was like, hey, so I know you said you didn't know if you wanted to come over for Christmas, but I already bought you stuff. So now you have to.
Oh, wow. You forced them.
I did. I forced them to come over because I was like, I already bought y'all stuff and y'all already have stockings.
When she told me that, I was like, do I have to buy them presents?
Am I committed now?
And Cuddles didn't get anybody like anything. But he also didn't want anything for Christmas
either.
No,
he got Kat a giant tentacle dildo.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
That's what he got for
Kat. That's where all his Christmas money went, was that, because he bought it off of Etsy, so it was expensive.
It's custom.
Oh, man.
But it was super, like, cute, because when I told Kat, she called me, she's, like, a few days later, and she's like, hey, what do I get for Andre? I mean, Andy. And she always does that. And she's like, What do I get him? I know he likes computer parts, but I don't have $800. And I was like, and she was like, I want to just get him like some candy, but I don't know. And I was like, well, he's not really
a bag
like a
of peanut M&Ms, and he would
be like,
the happiest man.
I was like, he's not really
man.
Like a big like sweets, like candy person. And she was like, should I get him, I don't know, some like carrots?
What do you get the man who doesn't eat beef jerky?
Kat is becoming like a better and better friend. She's moving up slowly to tier two friendship.
Oh yeah, his friend tiers.
Because she was a D tier and now she's up to tier two, so that's really good.
It went from letters to numbers. What the fuck?
I was like, oh, that's really cute, like, or sweet that you want to get him something. I don't know. He really likes. I was like, the only like nice candy I can think that he likes is, he told me he liked Ferrero Rochers.
Oh my god, of course.
I also like Almond Rocas, but so Kat shows up with this box of like 36 Ferrero Rochers.
I was like,
what the fuck am I supposed to do with that? I've been slowly just nomming on him, but
he's right there. Dude, you see the Paddington?
Oh, I see him. I do see him. That is an adorable Paddington.
Man.
So the Ferrero Rochers are so, like, strong. I'll just be like, pop one in my mouth and be like, ooh, that's enough for today.
It's so decadent.
Really sweet.
So I'm just like, man, this is hard to eat. And then so we dropped by your house. It was cool hanging out with you, but really awkward because we only stayed in your parking lot.
I know.
At your house.
Driveway.
No, it's a parking lot. There's like four cars there.
You're wrong.
And so we stayed in your parking lot and exchanged presents. And actually, I wanted to talk about this. So Jess and Victor, you guys gifted the living shit out of Kyle and I. And
yeah.
I felt like an absolute asshole.
I just want to let you know. That's the same way I feel with him giving me a damn Xbox. I don't need that from everybody.
She gets Xbox tier gifts from everybody. So I got Victor, and it was cool because I went for, I'm not kidding, dude, I went for the LX package of horns.
I fucking love it so much.
There were, I was like, what would Victor like? I could get him an axe. I could get him, and I was like, you know what? I'll get him something I know he would never get himself. So I found a Viking horn for drinking, just a drinking horn. And apparently this company sells, like I said, LX packages. So there's the standard one, which is just the horn. And I was like, where the fuck would you leave this?
You just gotta like angle it, right?
Yeah. So then the one tier up is like, oh, what is that called? A holster for the horn. So you can fucking take this out fucking, I don't know, bar
into
hopping
the wild
with your weird ass. But I was like, all right, yeah, cool. Let's get Victor the strap so he can fucking walk around with this horn attached to him. So when he's thirsty, he just has a nice horn. And then I was like, wait. There's a stand? So I was like, oh yeah, so now he can display his horn in all of its glory. So I got you the LX package of horns. And even still, Victor one-upped the living shit out of me because I was like, oh yeah, that was thoughtful. Nah, Victor got me a vinyl record copy of Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance. And actually, let me preface this by saying Victor told me before Christmas, as a, I assume, or no, I don't even remember how to interpret this information, but he said, I really appreciate you helping me out with the present for Jess, so I got you a little something extra for best friendship Christmas. And I was like, what does that mean?
I don't know what this is.
I didn't know what any of that meant. So then he just takes out this fucking duffel bag full of Monster brand fucking like stuff. Accessories. There's four cans of Monster. They have rubber bands, and then they're all strapped with fucking tattoos and fucking tattoos and fucking stickers. And I was like, what do I do with these? And then inside that bag is, again, a vinyl record of fucking My Chemical Romance.
Well, can I point out real quick? Justin's with me when I bought that record. I had the hardest time willingly spending money on that vinyl, dude. I was just like, me buying this is supporting a band that I hate with a passion, but it's for my best friend.
Did you tell him about the cashier?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. So, even better. I went to go check it out, I gave her the vinyl, and then she was like, oh, man, My Chemical Romance. I had tickets to go see them. I was like, yeah, it's a Christmas it's present great. For my best friend. And she's like,
I don't care about these guys at all.
I was like, how can I not be a dick and say that I hate them?
And you just crushed her. She wanted to talk to you so bad about that.
Yeah.
I love the album. I love the album art, but to the detriment by printing, because there's a photo of the band, and on the back there's a photo drawn by the lead singer Gerard Way. And to print those images on the vinyl, they are definitely at the detriment of the vinyl's audio. It's like, really, it sounds really weird and wrong. And I like when I listen to it, I'm just like, what's happening here?
I have and the, so it's a, I have it's the a really Fallout good time or soundtrack of that. And
does it do that too?
You can hear the audio loss. It's meant for display only, dude.
Yeah, dude, when I was playing it, I was like, wow, that was really thoughtful of Victor. This is hard to listen to. Because I was like, there's something missing. And Kyle was like, yeah, me too. I kind of, I know what you're
it
talking
just
about.
Real off.
And we're both like just sitting there, like staring at the stereo, trying to figure out what the fuck is wrong. And I was like, I think it's just the paint. So I learned that vinyl records with photos on them don't sound nearly as good as vinyl records without photos.
Yep.
But I do. I still greatly appreciate that. And then, Victor got me what I think is the funniest thing is I wanted to buy myself a copy of Legend of Zelda, because it went on sale at his store. And then he was like, "Don't worry about it. I got you. It's your Christmas. Consider it a Christmas present." Or I think actually even worse than that is he said, consider it done. And I was like,
you're like, what? What do I do with that?
What does that mean? And then he was like, I got you. It's a Christmas present. And I was like, what does that mean? So I knew that that was there. But the biggest like left fucking field curveball was that, well, I feel shit because I bought Jess a sweater that came in a week late. From an H&M wish list that she gave me, because for the life of me, Jess, you are impossible to shop for. One of these days, I'm going to have to just like go with you to the mall and see what you like.
Kyle, and she's like, hold the fuck up. What?
What's worse is there were three things on the wish list. Two of them were $20 and one of them was like a $70 jacket. And I was like, and she was like, and if you really like me, you can get me this, the $70 jacket. And I was like, I don't know what I should do. And now knowing that she spent and she bought me, and what's even funnier is Jess openly made fun of me for wanting this, because I called Victor up and was like, yo, you guys didn't tell me that the new Kingdom Hearts video game came out, and there's a terrible rhythm Kingdom Hearts game that Kyle played 4 seconds of and was like,
thank you, Kyle.
I loved it. I love it.
Well, okay, no, I was doing that because he was telling me I was playing it wrong.
Yeah, we actually got into almost a fight about Kingdom Hearts.
Oh my god.
I was like, what? Jess bought me this, and this is like a full price video game. Why would Jess do that? And then I was like, oh, I did terribly. So I just want to say to you guys, thank you and go fuck yourselves for Christmas.
Yeah, go fuck off. Fuck. Oh, I will say, I don't know if Victor told you or not, Jess, but because did you see that? I'm assuming you know, but he put all of our gifts in that like big ass like bag
Yeah.
As soon as I pulled out Pusheen, I like dropped the rest of the bag.
I told her about that.
I just dropped the rest of it. It just almost fell out of my car.
Yeah, she just screeched Pusheen.
Yeah, because it's pizza Pusheen. My favorite.
But yeah, that was another thing, actually.
Like, I had a conversation with both Andre and Jess because I was like, I don't remember which one Kyle wanted. It was between the donut one and the pizza one. I was like, I cannot remember which one it was.
Either, but I love I like the pizza one because I bought like a shirt like years ago. And it's like one of my night shirts, but it's a black t-shirt that just has Pusheen laying on a pizza box eating pizza. And I love it.
I dig it.
Is that better?
Yeah. You just like standing on my headphone cable.
Standing while sitting.
It's nice to need to worry about people standing on the thing you're hearing.
I wasn't standing on it.
You're like, wow, my neck won't turn.
Why can't I crane? On top.
Yeah. So there's that. And then Kyle, how do we do this? Victor, I said the stuff that I said. Somebody else keep the momentum going. It's your responsibility now.
Wait, for the rest of Christmas?
No, I will say that y'all also got me those two records that I really like. One is for Devil's Kid. I always want to say their name wrong. I have to, like, space it out in my mind.
No, it's spelled Devil's Skin. Like,
Devil's Skin. Slur.
Like, foreskin. it's Devil's Skin.
Devil's Kin.
No, I know that's how it's said.
No, I know,
but
I always
spelled like
say
devil's skin.
Yeah, I always want to say devil's skin.
Like foreskin.
Too. And I'm like, no, that's not what it is.
No, it's like foreskin.
And I will say really I love it so much because three records I own now are just like that solid, like transparent, not solid, but that transparent red. I own three now that look like that.
Oh my god, that's a lot.
Because both of those records, the record is red.
Oh, the other one's red too? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, both of the records that you got her are red and transparent, and yep. Then I got her red transparent record
for Rocky Horror Picture Show.
There you go.
And then I also ordered from In This Moment, I ordered, had enamel pins that I ordered like months ago, and my order finally shipped. Like got here like last month or earlier this month, and it was a completely wrong item. They sent me
just a single.
Yeah,
a single
they sent
record?
Me their single for their vinyl.
Oh my
god!
And
so I just have a tiny red record
that we have to put.
Oh, that's
a
red also.
Yeah. Yep. And I even emailed them. I'm like, hey, y'all sent me the wrong item because that record was cheaper than the pins that I bought.
Oh
and,
my god!
And it was only two pins. But they were like, oh, hey, yeah, so we're not gonna do returns and we're not gonna send you the correct item. Instead, we're just gonna give you your money back.
Oh,
bye.
I've been for everybody's wow. Christmas presents. Every one of you, all three of you, I have argued with internet sellers
man.
For all three of your Christmas yeah. presents. Victor, yours didn't want to give me their tracking information whatsoever. She
oh
just
God.
Quite simply. The person in charge quite simply said, it shipped. And I was like, can you send me tracking? And they were like,
no.
It shipped on Tuesday. And I was like, which Tuesday? Where is it coming
Tuesday.
From? So Victor, your present literally just showed up. It just got here. And for Jess,
wow.
I ordered the item. And then they sent me an email later saying that I needed to check my account for a status update. I checked my account for a status update. So they emailed me to check my account on their website to tell me that the item would not ever make it before Christmas. And I was like, no, like it was legit a link. I clicked on the link and there was just a little bell on the, like a bell icon that was like, notifications. You're not getting your gift today or sorry for Christmas. And I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, sure. That's fine. And for Kyle, I got a pair of patches that are apparently not even for her. They were for her niece, but she gave everybody the same Etsy wish list, which made it impossible to...
I got stuff on there for other people, too.
There's stuff for other people on her Etsy wish list.
That's not how you wish list.
So I bought these peanut butter and jelly, and I was like, oh, cool. I'll be jelly, and she can be peanut butter, or I can be peanut butter, and she can be jelly, because we eat lots of peanut butter and jelly. Nah,
not at all.
Fucking... Dude, no joke. It says it was delivered on the 22nd of December. I have not seen it ever. I stopped by the post office. I waited for like an hour. I told my boss that there was a long line at the post office, and there was not. I was just waiting for package information. But nevertheless, I stopped by at the post office, and I'm like, yo, can you track this? This lady comes fucking hobbling up to the window and is like, yes, dearie, I looked up the info for your package. And I was like, okay, so what'd you get? And she's like... So it looks like, and then she's got a super weird black and white JPEG that's cropped out of the inside of a mailbox, like a mail truck with hands inside the mail truck. And so apparently, the package, there is photo evidence of this package being misdelivered. And they told me they were going to call me back, and they never called me back. And then I contacted Etsy to say, hey, can I get a refund? The post office literally just told me that they gave it to the wrong people and have photo evidence that they gave it to the wrong people.
That's so bad. Like, they willingly knew, and they're just like, fuck it.
Yes. And then I told this to the Etsy seller, and the Etsy seller is like, yeah, you should probably just make a claim on Etsy. I was like, okay, fine, whatever. I'll make a claim on Etsy. I make a claim on Etsy. I get an email in the same moment that I pressed submit on the claim, and it said, claim has been resolved. And I was like, what? And they were like, the item has been delivered. And I was like, not to me.
Wow.
So for all three of you people, I have dealt with arguing with post people and tracking information. There's still an item coming from Russia for Kyle. I don't know where the fuck it is, but it's still coming.
Just stuff getting delivered
so
from
Russia. I've decided something.
You never know when it's going to get here.
For every Christmas, forever, for the rest of ever, you guys are getting books that I like. That's it. That's what I'm doing. I did that for my sister this year.
I saw her looking at those books because I got her a book too.
So I handed my sister a copy of a Chuck Palahniuk book called Invisible Monsters. And she looks at it, and her face couldn't say this any better. She literally looks at me and goes, what is this? And I was like,
it's a book.
It's a book by my favorite author. It's about a lady who blows the bottom of her face off and becomes an invisible monster after she can no longer be a model. And my sister was like, oh, okay. Thanks. Yeah. And I was like, wow, that's fuck me too then, I guess. You didn't even give me a present, but I got you that. So I've decided that I will permanently buy people. I mean, aside from like my favorite people, I'm going to buy other people. Nah, I'll buy you guys too. Just books that I like. That's it. You guys will get books that I like.
Cool. I can look forward to that now.
I've spoken.
That's just it.
USPS ruined
you know what?
Christmas.
I think I've decided that I don't want to be your friend anymore.
It's not worth it anymore. The payoff sucks. Why did I just get a National Geographic book on kangaroos?
It's really what
kangaroos
care about
this year.
It's like a 12-page article.
Yeah, I just really liked kangaroos this year.
Get today's newspaper.
Oh, look, the San Diego Union Tribune for December 24th.
I literally from printed an article from for you.
Oh, shit. That's hilarious.
So, I guess, somebody say stuff, not just
okay.
me.
Okay, well, on top of that, so then we go to Jess and I's gift exchange.
Yes.
Yeah.
What did I get you? It took so long.
Wanted this Polaroid printer that like connects to your phone. That was like the main one because like
is
we
it
didn't want to surprise
Bluetooth or
each
Wi-Fi?
Other.
How what? Is the latency? Is it via Bluetooth or Wi-Fi? And how is
God
the latency?
Damn it, Andre.
It's Bluetooth.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, we didn't want to surprise each other. So we were just like, okay, just tell me what you want. So I told him that. And then he got me like a bundle with like a case and then like clips so I could hang the little Polaroids, which I wanted to do. But the thing is, I already bought some in advance. So I just have a lot of
pictures to hang up.
Yeah.
Just take ton of photos. Start taking photos that don't make any sense. Is that grass? What is that? Is that the inside of your
dirt
pocket?
Fleck.
Why is this printed?
Oh, and it also came with like more film too, which I needed. Because it uses film. And then he gave me like another surprise gift, which was the Mr. Pebbles lamp from the Bethesda website. So if you know what Mr. Pebbles is, he's basically the first cat in space.
The level of excitement that you have right now.
And he's holding the moon like a balloon. And it's a lamp.
I just love what your arm is doing about that. That's great.
Just
way excited.
Oh, I fucking love it.
And then the thing is, like a few days ago, he was trying to find something on the website because he had a coupon or something, right?
I was trying to get a Gear Maniac status on the website, actually, so I can get quadruple points for the year.
That would have been so much more meaningful if you went into her house and removed the light bulbs from her bedroom.
Oh my god, and just left the lamp there?
No, and then she comes over and she's like, the weirdest fucking thing happened.
All my lights are gone.
And you're like, funny thing, babe, wow. Look what I got you.
Light.
Man. But yeah, like I pointed it out that he should get the Mr. Pebbles lamp. But then he was just like, no, it's already $70. I was just like, okay. And then like 3 days later, I got the lamp.
I had that lamp well ahead of time, by the way. I was just like, yeah, she almost ruined the surprise for herself.
Because what if she was like, all right, I'll just get it for myself.
Yeah, I was just like, we're out of predicament right now. I was like, no, she would never spend $70 on a lamp.
That's what I was worried about the entire time, because Kyle was like, yeah, send me your wish list on Amazon. And I kept getting gift cards from work for Amazon. And I don't know what to do with these gift cards. So she was like, yeah, just use it to buy stuff on Amazon. And I was like, but then I will know what presents you did or didn't get for me for Christmas. And she was like, it's fine, don't worry, I didn't get you anything on your wish list. And I was like, then why'd you make me send you my wish list?
I didn't know it was just gonna be full of bicycling shorts.
I was like, why didn't you tell me to tell you the things that I like if you don't care
bicycling
what I like?
Shorts. But a giant dildo.
She most definitely did win by not listening to anything I say at all. She found the best Christmas present, so it's all good. Jess, what'd you get for Victor?
So Jess got me this fucking dope ass jacket. So it's a black waxed like denim jacket. So the denim's waxed on it, so it's like super smooth looking and everything. It's all solid black. The back of it has Doom embroidered on it without any like coloring or anything. It has a full hood, but the lining on the jacket is sick as fuck because it actually has like Doom.
Oh, wow.
That is so cool.
So,
did you also buy that? Did you guys just buy a bunch of shit for each other from the Bethesda website?
Yeah, I think we made their year as it was. So it's just like my new jacket because it's perfect for just going out anytime. It's not like super hot or super cold. So I was like, hell yeah, this is my new favorite jacket. It's got tons of pockets and everything. But then there is a bonus surprise that I wasn't aware of.
I like that were like, we're not going to surprise each other with presents. And then both of you had surprise presents for each other.
Yeah, I know. Because I just hate the thing where they know what they're getting. It's like the same thing I did with your present. I was like, he already knows he's getting like Legend of Zelda. I want to give him something else that he doesn't know. So there's a little box taped to my box. And it was flat, and I was like, man, this looks like an old school jewel case from like the PlayStation 1 days. I open it up. It is a custom made PlayStation 1 style case for Death Stranding. So it, yes. Yes. So
that shit is awesome.
In a jewel case, but the dude made it look like it's a proper PlayStation 1 game. Like it has like the old school designs on the back and everything for like how they would showcase the game.
That's and been a even thing. Says, I've been singing like Mega Drive shit like that lately. That's yeah. so cool.
And I opened it. I was just like, oh my God. So I was like, damn, now I need another copy of Death Stranding so I can put that one in there too.
He's going to have three copies of Death Stranding.
I will have three copies of Death Stranding by the time I am done. It's going to be fantastic.
I love that you buy copies of Death Stranding to populate places with copies of Death Stranding.
I can't have empty cases.
That's why you just get blank Blu-ray discs and just put them in stuff.
Write Death Stranding on there in Sharpie.
Misspell it a little bit. What's Death Streaming?
Death Standing.
That's the sequel to The Ring. Yeah. No, I had a thing I want. I don't know. I had a thing I wanted to talk about, but now I'm totally just fucking blanking on it. Cause I wrote some notes down, but they weren't great notes. I wasn't proud of my notes, at all. Like I got in the Christmas spirit the day before Christmas. Cause I had to, I was the only one working at my facility on Christmas Eve. So I was like, oh, okay, let me listen to Christmas music to get in the Christmas spirit. And then I found out that there's an entire subgenre of Christmas songs that are only for Italian Americans.
The donkey.
The donkey. Yeah. And so one of them is called, like, this note literally says, what in what fucking world is Dominic the Donkey an acceptable Christmas song? What's going on, Italians?
Yo, I love the fucking fact that like little kids in Italy wake up and instead of hearing like jingle bells or some shit, they just hear click click click.
No, it's not Italian Americans.
Like specifically,
oh, it's Italian American.
Yeah. Dude, the song talks about Brooklyn, and he's like from a magical land called Brooklyn, and you're like, what the.
Dean Martin woke up his kids one day with that song.
The song has a straight chorus that goes clickety clank, clickety clank, clickety clank, ee-aw, ee-aw, the donkey. And you're like, what the fuck is this? And so I played it for Kyle on Christmas because we were watching Christmas Story, and I'm like, yo, you gotta check this out.
Yo, you gotta check this out.
And she looked like we both fell down internet rabbit holes to find out what the fuck is going on. But apparently in the 1960s, there was a huge explosion of people who were just like, yeah, we want Italian American Christmas songs. So he wrote like a shit ton, and there's a lot.
If you look him up, he has a lot of like just songs that are super popular specifically with Italian Americans.
It's really weird. I was like, that's strange. They all have like New York accents throughout the songs, and like he was just talking about like how this girl named Josephine rode like the donkey or some shit like that. The donkey was essentially Rudolph, but because the reindeer are real shit at getting up hills and climbing up buildings, the donkey is good at it.
Oh my God. So they gotta fucking untie Rudolph and put Dominic the Donkey in the front.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is Dominic the Donkey? And then also another note that I wrote is I watched a movie on Christmas Eve or like very recently called Drag Me to Hell. Have you guys seen that movie?
Yes.
It sounds familiar. Can you jog my noggin?
So, there is a girl who works at a bank, and an elderly gypsy woman asks her for a loan to save her house, which has already been, double mortgaged. And so, the lady at the bank is up for a promotion, so she decides, you know what? No, I'm gonna deny it so I look good to my boss, and, like, I'm giving out loans to, like, the right people. And the lady is like, I will beg you! I do not beg anyone, but I will beg you! And
okay, so, channel.
And so the main character is like, no. Security, can you take this lady away? And the lady is like, you will shame me while I am begging you? Okay, I put gypsy curse on you. And so...
Cursed.
No, it's worse. She finds her later in the parking lot and puts gypsy curse on this lady by breaking into her car. They have, like, this crazy, like... No, like... this movie seems grounded because it's about a fucking a loan officer. Like, it seems grounded. And then all of a sudden, this old-ass lady in the fucking car has a straight-up from the Marvel Cinematic Universe fight with a younger woman about a fucking loan that she got denied. And she was like, you will take my home from me. So, and it's all so this old-ass lady can take a fucking button off the jacket of the girl, curse it, and hand it back.
Wow.
And so the movie is about her finding out that she's cursed and trying to get rid of the curse. And the two comments that I have is that old ass lady takes out her teeth and bites people a lot.
Yeah, gross. She gums people.
Yeah, she like there's a scene where they're fighting.
Doesn't she do it like on her face?
And she she takes out her teeth and bites the lower jaw of this other woman, and her upper lip goes into the mouth of the younger woman. That's and I gross. Was like, and then no, then she vomits green slime out of her mouth into the other woman's mouth. And I'm like,
yeah, you know what? This sounds very familiar. I think I've seen it, but then also said it was a bad movie in my brain.
I was like, this is the wettest horror movie I have ever seen. And it's PG-13 and it's really, really bad. Cause there's this sequence where she's talking to this psychic and he's like, okay, I will teach you some ways to possibly get rid of the demon. But one thing you're going to have to do is maybe try an animal sacrifice. And she was like, no, I'm a vegetarian. And
oh my
like,
God.
No, I'm not kidding. This is the delivery. No, I'm a vegetarian. And I work at the puppy, that's what it's called. The puppy shelter. She says, I work at the puppy shelter. And then he's like, I don't know, fucking figure it out. And then the scene literally just cuts to she's eating cereal and she's got her cat, she has a kitten that's walking around on her kitchen table. And she's just like, I could kill the kitten.
Oh, God.
And then she just literally gets a fucking knife and just starts stabbing the kitten while it's on her kitchen table. And then you watch her bury the kitten, and then her boyfriend walks up and is like, hey, how's it going, babe? And she's like, it's fine. Is that blood on your shoulder? No, it's tomato juice. I was cutting tomatoes. There's blood all over her.
Holy shit.
And then there's another scene later where she's talking to her boyfriend's family who she's meeting for the first time, and their cat just hisses at her, and the cat's like, yeah, fuck you. You're a bad person. You kill cats. And they're like, whoa, I don't really know. It's gotten up to sniffles. He really seems upset. And she's like, no, it's fine. I know how cats can be. I used to have a cat. And he's like, but babe, you still have a cat. You have a cat.
Oh, my
God.
Like,
and she's like, yeah, I know. But like, maybe he won't be there when I get home. And I was like, what?
How do
what
you know these things?
What the fuck?
That's really bad writing.
No, the whole movie is bad writing. But it was... It was a great time. There was a goat that got a human face and screamed like a man. Exactly. So I just wanted to see if you guys had seen Drag Me to Hell and if you'd have had a good time like I did watching Drag Me to Hell.
Yeah.
Justin,
I've definitely...
Oh, go ahead, Kyle.
Oh, no. I was going to say I've definitely seen it. I didn't remember a damn thing about it until you told
Same.
Me that it had that gypsy lady in it. I'm like, ah, yes, she gums her.
The only thing I remember is the gypsy lady throwing up green goo. That's it.
Yeah, it's because the girl goes to punch the gypsy woman, and the gypsy woman catches her whole arm up to the elbow inside of the lady, like inside of the gypsy woman's throat. She pulls it out, and it's like a cork. She just green goo everywhere.
Yeah, that's inside all I remember mouth, from everything. That whole movie.
I was like, that's
it's crazy.
Gross.
But Justin and I just recently started watching the Star Wars movies.
Yeah, I heard
from
this.
Episode one. I have discovered that I no longer like episode two the way that I thought I used to. That's just a bad movie.
Yeah. Wait. Okay, just tell me. Because, like, I knew episode two was bad. The only okay movie in the original trilogy is fucking Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah. So
what happened?
Child me, for some reason, always just had this thing in my head to where I was just like, man, episode two is cool because it's got the whole Attack of the Clones and everything. And then when we actually watched the movie, I discovered that is only like 10 minutes worth of actual movie for a 2.5 hour long movie about politics and space. And I was like, man, why did I like this?
It's the worst. It's like, if you watch that movie as an adult man, you're like, wow, this is all just politics, the movie, in a space politics movie. This sucks. Like, the first trilogy of Star Wars movies is all politics, and you're like, wow, yeah, I get it. You're giving like background for the wars of the stars, but I didn't want any of this.
Space politics. So we got all the way through the first three, and then we just watched Solo the other day.
I love that movie.
Discovered that Darth Maul's still alive, and she got so happy. Like, so happy.
He's Spider-Maul. Darth Small got... Darth Small. Darth Maul.
Darth Small. What's up, y'all? This is my new rapper name, Darth Small.
It's so dumb. He got cut in half, and then he got found by his half-brother in the bottom of a trash can, and then his half-brother put robot parts on his legs. So then he got spider legs, and then his half brother and him went to go fight a war on Dathomir, and then his brother died, and then he became like king of Dathomir, and then was like, all right, I'm leaving to go run a crime syndicate. And then when he went to go run the crime syndicate, he got enough money to ditch the spider legs, which made him look like a fucking mutant.
Yeah, that
like,
dude looked gross.
Terrifying thing. So, like, and now he has just regular robot legs. Yeah.
We were watching Solo, and then like, He was like, oh yeah, this is the part where, like, you know, the movie's all worth it for you. And then Darth Maul appears, and I was just like, how?
Isn't he dead? He got cut in half.
Nah, in Star Wars, when someone falls down a really deep hole, you should expect them not dead. That's the rule of Star Wars.
It doesn't matter if you've been lightsabered in half, cut into tiny little chunks like Resident Evil, if you don't die on screen.
If Count Dooku like fell into the dark hole, would he still be alive?
Yeah, he'd
then?
Totally still be alive. He would just be a head with a robot body.
Yeah, exactly. He'd just be a spider head. So yes, that is exactly like that's how it works. Because like if you watch any of the dudes who die, fucking General Grievous gets that super crazy heartburn, and fucking Count Dooku gets decapitated slightly off screen, but you see his corpse fall to the ground. The only dudes who don't permanently die, and you'll find this to be evident even with Palpatine, because Palpatine also falls down a hole and doesn't die.
Boba Fett too.
Yeah, Boba.
Yes,
still
Boba Fett falls into this. As long as you fall down a hole in Star
you
Wars,
you're alive in the
safe.
Star Wars universe.
You're not gonna die. I mean, it might be a weird process in how you get back to what you used to do as a day job, but you are safe.
God damn, my lower body just came off, but I fell down this hole, so I'm good.
I'm happy that you got just to watch Star Wars, because I already know I cannot watch Star Wars with Kyle, because we tried watching episode 1, she fell asleep in 4 minutes. We took her, you and I took her to go see the opening night screening of what is it, Revenge of the Skywalker, Return of Skywalker,
Rise of the Skywalker. Raggy.
Yeah, when we got to see Ruh-Roh Raggy Skywalker's back, Kyle immediately
sat down. Kyle did fall asleep during that.
She sat down, looked at the screen, and was gone. She had left this world.
You and I were still nerding out that whole movie, and when we just looked over to the right,
we looked over and she wasn't even just like kind of asleep.
No, you said I was snoring.
You were snoring with your legs spread open and your arms all wide out, and you were just fucking gargling air. I was like, wow.
I can't help it. I don't know. Dad took me to go see Star Wars in theaters, and it was just me and him, and it was the same thing. I just passed out.
It's just the boringest thing for Kyle. So, like, I have to know, like, unless I'm with you guys, Star Wars is a solo endeavor for me. Like, it's just by myself. Because Kyle does not have 5 seconds for Star Wars. No, I'm not kidding. I will turn on The Mandalorian, and Kyle will be like, oh, that's cool.
Nap time. It's like playing sleepy time music for her.
That's not the same.
I think The Mandalorian works because the episodes are 30 minutes.
They're bite-sized.
Yep. Turn them into 2.5. I can't argue with you, though. That Star Wars Episode 2 is...
It's like one of the worst movies. I automatically moved it all the way down my list. And I was just like, never mind. It is not up there for me anymore. This movie sucks.
Yeah, the only Star Wars movies, well, not the only, I mean, you just watch 4, 5, 6, 7, and then Rogue Squadron and Solo, and you call it a day.
Yep, I dig it.
Don't watch any of the other ones. You'll find
all the other ones. You can skip it. And then we also started watching Vikings because Amazon Prime has it. And man, I forgot how much I like that show. And she discovered how much she loves that show. So we've
I'm just so into that show. We talk shit about a lot of people in that show.
I was gonna say who is husbando and waifu for you guys?
Oh, waifu for me is Lagertha. Yeah. Like most definitely.
Lagertha.
They say it differently. No, like they literally say it different ways.
Okay. I agree with that. Husbando?
I don't know. I really like Floki. Floki's fucking awesome.
My man. That's what's up. No, but I have to go with Rolo, sadly. I'm sorry. I
Floki, actually, sure.
But Rolo would pile drive you into oblivion. he just would. He would fuck you like you have to surrender.
You're just like, I'm sorry. I don't even know why I'm apologizing. This was consensual.
Yeah. So I agree with that. But I think we're spinning our wheels now into the end of the episode because we're talking about who we like in fucking Vikings. So Kyle just walked away to go get water at the most inopportune time possible.
Destroy us all. Destroy us all. Like, what? Destroy us all. Destroy us all.
Come back here so we can sign you out of the podcast.
Destroy us all. 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 Destroy us all.
So,
I can't keep going.
Hopefully she makes it back soon so we can close out the show, because right now Victor's just screaming destroy us all, and you literally ran away when we were ending the show.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you did. No, we were talking about Vikings.
That's why I
let's go. Oh, you were just done?
Yeah.
I'm just done with the show.
She's like, that's okay. It. I don't care about ending it.
I wasn't aware that you could just walk away from the show. I thought it was
I'm going to start doing fucking that from now on. 10 minutes into the show, I just walk off.
I thought it was a familial endeavor, but apparently not. You could just walk your ass away.
I just thought that was a good opportunity to go get water, but I guess not.
Nope. All right, Kyle, sign us out.
Nope.
You got this, Kyle. Just brought us in. You got to take us out.
Yep. You got this.
Okay, bye.
That sucks. That sucks a lot. Come on. Well, I guess I'll do it. Fuck it. Thank you, bitches, for watching and listening to Sometimes I Hate You. It has been entire years of Sometimes I Hate You, and we will continue years of Sometimes I Hate You in the future. Victor and Jess are here with us on the podcast. Say your names, Victor and Jess.
Victor.
Jess.
Kyle is also here on the podcast with me. Say your name, Kyle and Kyle.
Hi.
Her name is
and
Hi.
I, Andy, your doctor, your helicopter, am here to sign you off from the podcast. Thank you for listening. Go to sometimesihateyoupodcast@gmail.com to email us if you have things to say, because we will listen, probably. Email us because I said so. If you're listening to the email us. So we have something
to talk you're listening
about,
to the email right? Ends.
And then other than that, you can find us on Linktree, linktr.ee/sometimesihateyou. I will probably be putting up video versions of this show. And if you guys would like to, I have started streaming video games by my lonesome. So now, on this sad solo endeavor, I have been playing story-driven video games. So you can join me by going to twitch.tv/AndyIHateYou. And that is it. Those are the things. Does anybody else have anything they want to share?
Happy New Year.
The show's going out well after New Year.
Oh, Merry Christmas. 2021. Woo!
I like that they can hear your peace signs, Jess. Later.
Ah.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world. Man, this is love.